Hello, and welcome to the RadioKids.com podcast. My name is Isaiah Ellis, and I'm so glad you joined. I'm not going to make a super long intro, but this podcast is a great one. This podcast, me and Kalen Pinkard interview Coy Upchurch from Fastback Ropes. Fastback Ropes have been a huge supporter of Radio Kids for some time, and we could not be more grateful. They have really created a name for themselves, and we could not be more pleased with the ropes they have come out with. If you are interested in getting a Fastback Ropes, I believe we have some on RodeoKids.com. If not, head over to FastbackRopes.com and check out the ropes they have. You can also find Fastback Ropes on all social media platforms. Thank you so much to Fastback Ropes for taking the time to join the podcast. Now let's jump into a podcast with Kalen Pinkard and I interviewing Coy Upchurch from Fastback Ropes.
Welcome to the RodeoKids.com podcast, where we empower youth to be their best selves through the values and traditions of the rodeo and Western lifestyle.
All right. Thank you so much for joining the Rodeo Kids podcast. I'm Isaiah Ellis, and I have Kalen Pinkard here. We are both going to be interviewing Coy from Fastback Ropes. Thank you so much, Coy, for joining the podcast today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys letting me be a part of it.
Oh, no problem. So first, I kind of wanted to go in about you before Fastback Ropes, about you growing up and, you know, was there roping when you were growing up? Or let's tell us about a little bit about you.
There was. I started roping in high school. And one of the guys that taught me to rope worked at a rope shop. So I was always kind of intrigued. I would pick his brain about how they were made and the different processes. And then when I started team roping at competitions, I met Kurt Matthews. He worked at Emmons Ropes and then later started Classic. So I've known them a long time. But that's how I kind of got in the rope business. Or I was always interested about the manufacturing of ropes. And then, I started roping in high school and that's how I got going.
So you started off with team roping?
I did, yes.
And did y'all have horses and stuff growing up, or was it
growing up? We were really into sports, and then some friends of ours were team roping, and it just my brother and I really enjoyed that, and it was just it's a great sport. And just wonderful people, the Western industry. So kind of gravitated out of sports into that.
All right. It seems like roping was kind of something you started with, and now you kind of know what you're doing.
Well, I know a lot more about making ropes than I do actually roping. So
yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
And did you make the business Fastback Ropes? Or, like, did someone help you create the business, or was it, like, what you did?
Yeah, there were some people here in Granbury that started it, and they hired some guys from another rope shop. That was in 95. And then Dennis Carroll bought Fastback Ropes in, I think, around 2001 is when Mr. Carroll bought it. And he owns it now. And I've been here. I've worked at Fastback for 10 years. And before this, I worked at another rope shop, worked there 10 years. So I've been in the business a little bit, but no, I don't own Fastback. I work for Dennis Carroll. He owns it. And my boss is Dustin Noblet.
That's okay, who I report okay. to. So, How did you originally get involved in Fastback Ropes?
A good friend of mine was the general manager, Al Benson. And I'd left the other rope shop that I worked at and was working in the oil field as a sales representative for a drill bit company. And then I wanted to get out of that and get back in a rope shop. And Al Benson hired me, and I worked in the tie room, and then helped them with their sales program. Was a sales manager, and then he retired, and now I'm the general manager.
Oh, okay.
And do you know how Fastback Ropes got its name, or does it?
Yes, team roping used to when they had a team roping, the last round was called the Fastback. They brought the fastest teams back in that order. The fastest teams roped first, and the last round, the round that you actually got paid on, was called the Fastback round. And so the company borrowed that term.
I have never thought of it. I always wondered where Fastback got its name, and that just never clicked to me.
Yeah.
So the next question is,
they run the short rounds different now, but that's where they got the name from.
Awesome. Yeah, that's kind of a cool way to name it, you know? So the next question is, so let's go back into how long it's been in the business. I didn't quite catch. How long has Fastback Ropes been in business?
They started in 95 is when Fastback started.
Oh, wow. And you've been with them how long?
I've been with them 10 years.
Wow.
Yes, I was here all of 09 and then left and came back the very first of 15.
Oh, okay.
And what was like growth over the years? Like, I'm sure it started out as just like a small business just around the area, but how has growth looked like for Fastback Ropes?
It's been pretty phenomenal. We've grown a lot. We sell ropes, of course, all over the United States, Canada, Mexico. We sell a lot of ropes in Brazil. Oddly enough, we sell ropes in Israel, the country of Israel, Germany, Australia.
Wow.
So
let's go back to when you first joined. Has there been, I'm sure like y'all make quite a few ropes, but has there been a big change since you've come to now?
Well, over the years, our business has increased over the years. Yes, sir.
And have y'all changed manufacturer building since you started?
We adjust the machines to keep the ropes feeling a certain way, but we're using the same machines that Mr. Emmons started years ago. You know, probably late 60s, early 70s, Mr. Emmons started a rope company over in Grand Prairie, Texas, and our machines are based off what he had, the machines that Mr. Emmons had made.
Wow. So they've been lasting a good while. You probably made
same
a lot
style of machine, yes. If it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, I mean, it's a good product, and they're, that's what we know. So we try and stick with it.
Wow.
Do you see like yourself continuing, like how long do you see yourself continuing the Fastback Ropes? And like, where do you see the business at like a growth standpoint and just overall in like the next 5 years?
Yeah, I will definitely stay in with Fastback. I love the Western industry. I've been in the criminal justice. I was a adult probation officer for almost 5 years and worked with just phenomenal people, great people. I've been in the oil and gas, automotive industry, but there's nothing like the Western industry. It's just such good people, down to earth, very grounded, good values. And with the lately, like all the television shows, the movies, you know, the stuff that Taylor Sheridan's been doing, That has grown people's interest in the Western industry, and with the jackpots and the rodeos, the way they pay the way, as much as they do, there's guys getting in it that might have roped in college and then quit when they got a job and started a family. Well, these ropings pay so good that those guys are getting back into it. It's a great, team roping is a great sport, great hobby, and you can make a lot of money doing it, whether you're just like a weekend trainer or you go to jackpots. There's a good return on your investment, and I see the sport growing. There's people that used to do it are getting back into it, and then now there's so many kids that are doing it. I don't see it declining. It's growing like crazy, so I'll definitely stay put where I am.
Oh yeah, for sure. And not only roping, but rope businesses and rodeo in general is always growing. I mean, you can see changes from, I mean, when I first started rodeo to now. I mean, it's not a long time, but it's always growing. The more there's more team ropers, there's more. It's a big growing sport, and that's something that really inspires me. Like some days it almost feels like it's going down, but some days it's like, wow, what a big event we're allowed to be a part of. I mean, it's awesome to see.
It is.
So, let's talk a little bit about the manufacturing process of fastback ropes or the ropes in general. Tell us a little bit about that.
The materials we use, we mainly use nylon, but we also use polyester. And the main use of the nylons that we use are in the carpet industry, automotive. The seat belts, the carpet that's in vehicles, the nylon that's in the hoses, and the military. They mainly use the nylon that we use, but we've adopted it to build ropes out of. And then the polyesters, a lot of it is used in water hoses, garden hoses. The strands that you see if you cut a garden hose open, that's what's in it. It's very durable, very tough. So we've adopted it to make the ropes out of, and we've tested a lot of other different nylons. But what we're using now, it's a little more expensive, but our customer is getting a product that feels better and lasts longer. So.
Yeah. And so when, so let's talk about making the rope. Is it a machine that does it all? I mean, I'm sure there's parts that y'all have to do as well, but let's talk about how the rope, how it, let's talk about making one rope, the process of that.
Yeah, the it's set up on the rope machine that spins it together. There's hooks at the very front. We string the rope up, and the front hooks spin the individual strands together. And then there's a hook at the back that spins those strands into a rope. And for the head rope, it takes little over 3 minutes for that spinning process, and for the heel rope it takes a little over 4 minutes, and then they're waxed. We heat wax up to around 300 degrees and wax them for around 10 minutes, but that takes another 10 minutes, and then the rope sits overnight, and then we put the eyes in them and the back knots. And we punch out sides of rawhide for the burners, and that's sewn in. And then the rope is coiled. And then we swing the ropes the next day to make sure they feel like they're supposed to feel. And you can go on, you can Google or YouTube team roping process. There's a lot of good information out there. You can see the process.
So y'all swing every rope y'all make.
No, we don't swing every rope, but almost every bundle of rope that we make, the bundles, we do bundles, usually bundles of 20. We make 20 robes and bundle those together. And so we have four coilers, guys that coil the ropes. They swing through their ropes the next day, and I swing a lot of the ropes, and we have another gentleman here, he swings a lot of them. So we try and swing them to make sure they feel how they're supposed to feel.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's my question.
And about how many ropes can y'all make in a day?
We've gone to four tens. Some of our guys work 5 days a week. Some of them work four tens, but we average anywhere from 500 to 720 ropes a day.
Wow.
Kind of what we average.
And so do you store them at the same place you build them, or do you ship them directly from there?
Yes, we store them here, and then they're shipped out to our endorsees or to the stores.
Wow.
Sometimes we send out boxes of ropes. Some days we ship out. We may ship out 400, and then some days we may ship out pallets of ropes. We may ship out 2,500 in a day. It varies, but. That's kind of what we're averaging a day, anywhere from 500 to 750 sometimes a day.
And does that feel successful when you see like that many ropes going out, just knowing how good of a job you're doing, seeing that many go out?
It is that, and when we get feedback, which sometimes we make bad ropes too. I mean, it happens, and we second those and sell those at a reduced rate, or a lot, some stores will buy seconds and sell them cheaper because they're not a top quality rope. But the satisfying part is hearing back from our endorsees or the end user, the weekend roper, that they like the rope. It feels good. It lasted a long time. That's very satisfying.
Right.
And what is one of your like top sellers?
It kind of changes from month to month. We have a rope that's called Cobalt. It's a poly blend. It's a little bigger, little heavier rope. Last month it was the best-selling head and heel rope, and we have another rope called the Cure, and it's kind of a cobalt light. It's a lighter version of the cobalt. It does really well. We have a rope called the Excalibur. It does well, and then we have a rope called Venom, and it sells really well. So those ropes, those four are best sellers.
And how
And
many
you
ropes
have,
do
okay, sorry. Go ahead. You're good.
I was gonna say, how many ropes do you have in total between those, like how many different kind of ropes do you have?
We have 11 different styles. We have some ropes to rope calves with. We have a ranch rope. Working cowboys like that rope. It's 37 foot. It's a little bigger. Very, very durable rope. They like that rope, and then we have our lines of team ropes.
Well,
you kind of answered my question. I was just gonna ask, like, do y'all have like different options for like breakaway, calf roping, and team roping and all that? But you pretty much answered my question.
We do. We have a rope. We mark it as a breakaway rope. It's half nylon, half polyester, and some of the nylon in it is pink. And a lot of the girls like that rope. Well, we have another rope called the Edge. It's all polyester, and there's a lot of break. It's mainly for calf roping, was designed for calf roping, but a lot of the breakaway ropers like it. It has a lot of tip weight, and it's very durable, and just has a little bit different feel than the breakaway rope. So it's. We make different styles, different weights, different sizes because people have different preferences.
Yeah. And I know, like, I know there's, for me, like, I have a few different ropes, a few different companies, and I've used a couple of y'all's ropes before, and I've seen and got, and I've heard it from a few people too, that fastback ropes last longer. Why is that than other ropes? Is there a good answer for that?
Well, we think it's the nylon that we use and the machines, we adjust them by the weight being just resistance as you're spinning it up, and the amount of twist, the amount of time we let the front hook spin the strand, individual strands together. And then our waxing process, the wax that we use, we've tried many different waxes, and the wax we use now we think is the best, gives it the best feel and helps it last the longest. We think it's kind of a combination.
Oh, and yeah, for sure. And I know, like, the rope I had, it was like it lasted a long time, and like I just use it and use it, and like with other ropes that I have, it's like you use it a few times and it's done. And then these ropes, it seems like they're new. It's like it's really awesome.
We appreciate that. We just know that as expensive as they are, it's important for them to last a long time.
Right.
And have you heard of like a lot of the other roping companies using like the cheaper nylon or like the cheaper material to build ropes? Could that be like one of the reasons why these ropes hold up longer than others?
I really don't know what the other rope shops are using, or really not sure about their processes, or I really think that you could go into any rope shop. Anyone can go into any of the major rope shops and find a pretty good rope to use. I really do. It's everyone, I think the main manufacturers, I think all of them do a really good job of making good ropes. I think ours feel a little better. I think they last a little longer, but at the end of the day, I think anyone could go to any of the main shops and find a pretty decent rope to use. Yeah. But as far as what the other rope shops are using and their processes, I wouldn't know.
Right. So, like I know the fastback ropes last longer, but what else makes fastback ropes different than other ropes?
Well, I think our customer service is just phenomenal, and I've heard that from a lot of stores when I'm out on the road, or if I'm at a show, or if I'm at a special function at stores, I hear how good our customer service is. I mean, we make bad ropes occasionally, but when we do and someone calls in, we're really good about taking care of the problem, or if there is a problem in shipping or billing, we usually take care of it pretty quick. Just really good customer service. Our endorsement program, run by Terry Edwards, she does a really good job with that. Handles our guys just phenomenal. And then the guys in the back, all of them, not all of them rope, but every one of those guys, they just want to put out the very best rope that they can. They're very proud of what they do, proud of the product, and they really are just like a big family. Yeah, it's a phenomenal place to work.
Right. And I know like customer service and, just treating people right is a huge thing in a business. People don't want to feel pushed off or disrespected. And that's a big thing. And that's what people like. You have those people that you're on hold for this many hours and you never see a really good result. And you're like, I don't want to use them again. So it's that number one. And I think that's really probably a key to being successful in what y'all do. And number two, having somebody that can stand behind the product that you have and say, this is a good rope. I use it this time. I help make the ropes. I feel like that's a big success. Do you see that as well?
I do. I think that's it's pieces of a puzzle, you know, that you hear people talk about getting the pieces of the puzzle together, and it's yeah, it all you have to have a good product, but it doesn't matter. I don't think how good your product is if your customer service is or your shipping or billing is off, then it's
Right.
tough for people to keep using you.
For sure. For sure.
And I know you said I think y'all had 11 different like styles of ropes. Do y'all like make new ones often, or do you just like do you have the same ones that y'all have been using for a while?
We make test ropes all the time, a lot. It's one of my favorite parts of the job. We get different materials in. We will come out with a rope when we think there's a purpose for it, you know, like it's some guys want heavier ropes if there's a call for a lot of the younger kids, the kid ropes that they grew up using are smaller and lighter. So that's kind of how the industry's gone. So some of our test ropes, we're looking for something that may be a tick smaller and a tick lighter. So we test for that. But we'll come out with a good rope, a rope when we feel like we have one that's better than what we're doing. We just don't come out with one to come out with one, but we do. We've tested bamboo strip fibers made from bamboo, rayon, a ballistic material. One of our string companies sent us some because they know we like to test rope, so they sent us some string to make a rope out of, and we later found out that the rope would cost just the materials would be about $200, but crazy material. It was very durable, but it would not, I mean, it wasn't feasible. But yeah, we do come out with new ropes, but it takes a while. A lot of testing. We make sure we get it used in the cold weather as well as the summer. So it takes a while to come out with a new one.
And yeah, right. And so when you're making new ropes, is it feedback from others that you're keeping in mind? And how do you decide the name for the ropes?
It's all feedback from our employees here that rope that will go use it to we get it to our top pros, and then we get it to just really the weekend roper to see what that's because that's who ultimately is buying most of your ropes, the weekend guy, the guy that works all week and then loads his family up and they go to the roping on the jackpots on the weekend. So that's who we really want the feedback from, because they're the ones that buy the most ropes.
Right.
And then,
That makes sense. Like feedback from others, that makes sense to base off of that.
And then, as far as the names, a lot of times we run social media contests. We really like doing that, getting names from off social media, the people that participate in the contest.
And I know something I noticed with y'all is y'all are pretty active in your social media, and I think that's something else that's like makes people want to buy as well because you are active and they can see the product a lot and they can see people using them a lot. And so that's something that's kind of I've noticed a lot with y'all's ropes.
We try. It's tough. It takes many people. Terry Edwards heads up our social media, and It's becoming the number one source for advertising and social media. So have to
Yeah.
be sharp on that.
They'll do a great job with that.
Thank you.
And one of the other questions was, do y'all have like any youth sponsorship or even pro sponsorship opportunities?
We do. Yeah, you can go on to anyone that's interested in a sponsorship can go on to our website and there's an application for sponsorship. You can fill that out and we'll take a look at it and get back with you. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's the avenue to get an endorsement ship.
And is that usually like a discount on your ropes, or what is the sponsor, or does it vary?
It varies. It's kind of a two-way street. We have guys on there that their ropes are discounted. They're phenomenal ropers. You know, they've been to the NFR. They've won big jackpots. And then we have some guys on there that may not be as high numbered, but they're respected businessmen. They're respected horse trainers. They're respected clinicians. And then they push our ropes to their customers or on their social media sites. And then they will receive a little bit of a discount. But we don't have as many endorsees as many as a lot of other companies do in the Western industry, just because, I mean, you have to have some endorsees, but it's easy to get too many. And then it hurts the stores that are carrying our ropes. And so you have to be careful on how many you get.
For sure, for sure.
And you said you can get like fast-fat ropes like at multiple different stores. Can you order them like direct from y'all? And what are some of the like major stores that y'all supply ropes for?
Yes, National Roper Supply, NRS, Teskey's, Tractor Supply carries our ropes. You can go on Dynamite Horseman Supply, Stockman's Feed, Circle N, Busby's. You can go onto our website. There's a dealer locator, and most people want to go feel the rope before they use it. So you could go onto our dealer locator, find a store near you, go in, look at the rope, swing it if you want. Most people, that's how they buy. You can buy off of our website, but most people will go into a store where they can see it, feel it, touch it. Most are bought that way.
And did you ever think that fastback ropes would come this far? I mean, you have a list of people that have, I mean, want to sell your ropes. Do you think the fastback ropes would come this far, even in the time that you've been there?
They've been one of the main rope companies for years. So it's great to see the growth of the company, but all of us here, you know, we keep up with or try and keep up with other rope shops as best as we can, but Fastback has been one of the main rope shops for many years, but to answer your question, yeah, it's great to see the growth.
And I know that's a very rewarding thing to see growth over time with those things.
It is. And the industry has grown. The team roping industry has grown, so that helped grow us too. There's more people roping now, so good for the sport.
Well, I'm sure.
And what is some advice like you would give to anyone who might want to start, like, they might want to work at a rope shop. They might want to start making ropes. They just like, maybe they want to be an entrepreneur and make their own rope brand. What is some advice you would give them?
I would just get with somebody that knows the industry and has been in it, and learn from someone that has done it. There's several rope shops. They're mainly in Texas. So you got to come to Texas and put your application in. If I was wanting to be in the rope industry, I would probably, whatever rope I was using, whatever rope I like, that's the shop I would go to. So yeah, it's the same if for people starting out team roping, I would get with a professional or somebody that is known for giving good lessons, because those pros, you can go rope any almost all of them you can go rope with. You go up and talk to them, you can get lessons from them, and they can tell you in about 5 minutes what it may take you by yourself 6 months or a year to figure out on your own. A pro can tell you in just a matter of minutes what's hurting you the most and what you need to work on the most. So the same if you want to get in the industry, I would just get with whatever rope you like and try and get in whatever shop
Right. And I
of
know
rope that you're using.
for sure, for sure. And something that the owner of Rodeo Kid stresses on us ambassadors, I know, especially last year, she stresses that surround yourself with successful people. Don't surround yourself with people that are losing. Don't surround, like, you want to surround yourself with successful people that are gonna help you grow, especially when you're trying to grow yourself. I'm not saying that maybe you're a pro go and help the people that are struggling, but for someone who's learning, you're wanting to surround yourself with people that are successful and people that are growing constantly. And I know that's something she stressed on us. And I think that's whether you're in rope making or whether you're trying to team rope, something that's so important, not hanging around the wrong people.
I completely agree. Yeah, I've heard it said that your five people you hang around the most, or that's your future. That's what you're going to be like. So you want to, yep, I agree. That's good advice.
For sure, for sure. And like, I know, like, it means a lot for whether you're the pro team roper or you're the business owner taking time to help people. I mean, even doing this podcast, it's helping people grow to do what they want. It means a lot more to the person wanting to grow and learn, and it means a lot more to them than you would think when growing in these things.
I agree.
So going on to our next question, I kind of wanted to go into, after we've gotten our fastback ropes, what are things y'all would recommend as taking it out of the box and getting it ready for your competition?
That's kind of personal preference. I know some guys that will take it out of the box, they take the twisties off of it, and they go rope with it. They use it right then. I think it may be a little better to take it out of the twisties, swing it a little while, rope the dummy with it a few times, and then stretch it on a post, put the end of it, the loop part, on a post, and dally up on your horse and stretch it a little bit. And then I like to rope 5 to 8 steers with it, depending on how big a jerks you're getting on it. But I like to get a good stretch on it, 5 to 8 or 10 times, and then put that rope up overnight, and then the next day I feel like it's ready to use. You can go to a jackpot with it and rope with it, and that's how you're going to get the longest life out of it, is to get those 4 or 5 stretches and then put it up, and then you can use it. You can go rope with it all day after that.
Right. And so before Kaylin asked her last question, I was wanting you to let us, where can people get a hold of you? Or not a hold of Fastback Ropes. Maybe they're interested in buying Fastback Ropes, or where's a good way for them to get a hold of Fastback Ropes?
Yeah, Fastback, just our website, fastbackropes.com. You can go onto our website, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You can get us right on there. Yeah, we're
And all of it's
pretty easy to find.
Under Fastback Ropes.
Yes, sir. And if anyone is ever in the Granbury area, Granbury is southwest of the Fort Worth, Dallas. We're in between Fort Worth and Stephenville. If you're ever in the area, just feel free to come by. We'll give you the tour. You can swing ropes. Yeah, we give lots of tours, so we have no problem with visitors. We like visitors.
That would be fun coming and seeing all the how ropes are made. That'd be a fun thing to do.
Absolutely.
And before we close this meeting up, is there anything that you would like to add that maybe anyone listening to this podcast could benefit from?
I think the best some of I have some really good mentors. And for a while, I was reading self-help books, and I would YouTube self-help management style videos, sales videos. I was into learning, all that stuff. And an older gentleman, he told me, he said, Coy, we were talking about it one day, and he said, Coy, all the stuff that you're getting, the main points that you're telling me about that you've learned about sales, about management style, about just everyday living, improvement of your life, all of this is in the Bible. If you just read the Bible, you would miss all the stuff that, that you're not using, and the main points that you're telling me, you can get in the Bible. And he stressed, if you read that every day, I promise you'll be a better manager. You'll be a better salesman. Your days will be better. So I'm certainly not the model Christian. I am not the model Christian at all. Not the person I want to be, but I'm a lot better than the person that I used to be. So, that would be my advice. Yeah,
Yeah, I
rather
think
than all the self-help books and the self-help videos and all the sales videos that you can read, there's great information there. And it does improve your management style, a lot of those, and it does improve your salesmanship, but that's my advice.
some people walk over the answer that they need so easily. I mean, I think the Bible is the key to most of the answers to the problems that you're having. And I think we run and we look for answers from somebody or some book or some post or some video that we walk over what's been set in front of us for all these years. And you could have been growing up in church or whatever. And I think it's something that's easily looked over. And, going back to that and having someone tell you, your answer's here is. I mean, I think it's a wake-up call for most Christians.
I do too. And like I say, I'm not the model Christian. I mean, don't pattern your life after me at all. I'm kind of, you could watch me and just see what not to do usually. But like I said, I'm not the person I want to be, but I'm a lot better than the person I was. And yeah, it's an easier way. If you read that every day, you'll have a easier have a better life. I believe that.
For
Oh,
sure.
like Isaiah said, how you read or how you said, how you read all the like self-help books, the self-help videos and all that, and then someone told you about like if all the answers that you needed were in the Bible. I feel like those self-help videos and all that are like the worldly answers. And if you just look to the Bible and look to God, you can find all the answers you need for your problems right there.
I agree. I agree.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, well, that was all of our questions. So thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for giving us some advice and explaining the rope making process and talking about fastback ropes. Just thank you for answering all of our questions and joining us on this podcast. We really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me on here, and you guys were really good, very professional, and you made this made it fun, and I'm impressed with you guys. So keep up the good work, and thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Before you leave today's podcast, I want to say a huge thank you to all of our supporters and sponsors at RadioKids.com. Y'all's support, it's helping youth in the industry every day, and we couldn't be more thankful. Thank you so much to Fastback Ropes, 7K Roping Dummies, Flat Top Cowboy Church, K&D Equestrian, Signature Stall Mats, Rodeo Bible Camps of America, Short Go Children's Book, Jacob Elder Clinics, Mike and Sherry Lynn Johnson, The Epic Animal, Goaty, Performance Pony Company, Wolf and Sons Performance, Rural Health Education, Rodeo University, and Flat Top Rodeo Bible Camps. Thank you so much for supporting RodeoKids.com.